Not for the Archers.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
What's the time?
Go back to sleep.
5:30.
I've been listening to the birds.
How long have you been sitting there?
Oh, not long.
This is getting to be a habit.
I can't help it.
Darling, it won't do any good.
What?
Sitting up half the night brooding.
I wasn't.
Oh, come on. You've talked of nothing else all weekend.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to be sorry.
I didn't mean to bore you.
Don't be silly.
I know having children doesn't mean as much to you as it does to me.
Oh, that's not true.
Isn't it?
This wasn't our baby.
It could have been.
It was Elizabeth's.
You didn't really want to adopt it, did you?
Elizabeth decided she couldn't go through with a pregnancy.
But did she have the right to make that decision?
Well, if she didn't have the right, I don't know who did.
It would have only been another 6 months. Then she could have given the child to us, washed her hands of it. 6 months, is that so much to ask?
Darling, what's done is done. You can't turn the clock back.
I know.
So what is the point of going over and over it in your mind?
I can't tell my mind what to think.
I'll go make a cup of tea, shall I?
Don't understand, do you?
I'm doing my best, darling. Really, I am.
What time do you call this, then?
Lizzie, I didn't expect you to be here.
Well, that's no reason for you to be strolling into work at 10:30.
Are you all right?
Did I look all right?
You look terrific. But how do you feel?
Terrific.
I thought it would take you longer to get over it.
It's a very minor operation.
But it must have been rather a shock to the old system.
I'm not going to break down and cry all over you if that's what you're worried about.
I wouldn't mind if you did.
Look, Nigel, I appreciate your concern. Honestly, I do. But Cameron, the baby, the abortion, that's all over now. It's in the past. I just want to forget the whole business, okay?
If you say so.
I don't want to think about it anymore. Today's the first day of the rest of my life and all that.
Right.
So can we get down to some work?
Yeah, whatever you say.
What about our grand opening? When are we going to launch Lower Loxley Hall Corporate Hospitality?
Yes, I've had the invitations printed.
Have you?
Here.
Oh.
You approve?
Very nice.
Oh, that's a relief, because I've already started sending them out.
Oh, I was just drawing up a list.
Well, I've only done the obvious ones.
Like who?
The Heart of England Tourist Board, and the Birmingham Convention and Visitor Bureau.
Oh, right.
And those agencies we talked about who deal in corporate entertainment.
I thought you weren't too keen on agencies.
Well, their commission does tend to swallow up all your profits.
Exactly.
But if it's a choice between paying agency fees and having no punters...
Well, I was thinking we should approach local companies direct.
We'll do that as well, of course. I started to make a list. See what you think.
I don't know why I bothered coming back.
What?
You seem to have been getting on famously without me.
Oh, I was just trying to keep things ticking over.
Millers, Underwoods, Pickerings... Ralph's replacement windows, you're surely not inviting them.
Why not?
They're the people who go around putting PVC windows in Georgian cottages.
We can't discriminate against potential clients just because they've got bad taste. And last year, Ralph spent, at a rival establishment, £15,000.
How much?
Yeah, on a day's outdoor entertainment for their sales force.
£15,000? Just for a bit of fishing and clay pigeon shooting.
Oh, come in.
Morning. Oh, Lizzie, you're back. How are things?
Fine.
I don't think she should be back at work so soon, do you?
I'm fine, Nigel, all right.
Sorry.
What brings you here, Debbie?
I've come to see...
We've got an appointment.
Oh.
Yeah, we've been negotiating, you see.
Nigel drives a very hard bargain.
Who, me?
Anyway, I've discussed your revised offer with Dad.
And?
Okay.
Oh, fabulous.
For a trial period of 6 months.
Oh, that's not very long.
Well, it'll give us some idea of the numbers involved. I mean, at the moment, it's pure guesswork. You don't know how many of your clients will want to ride and fish.
I'll make some coffee, shall I?
No, Lizzie, you sit down. I'll do it.
I haven't lost the use of my legs, Nigel. I won't be a minute.
Don't worry. She'll be all right.
Will she?
Oh, Mrs. Antrobus. What on earth brings you here?
I'm afraid there's been a bit of a mix-up about tomorrow night.
The PCC meeting?
The village hall has been double-booked.
Oh, so what's happening about the meeting?
Well, Robin was unwilling to postpone it again. After all, it should have taken place 2 or 3 weeks ago.
I know.
So he's agreed we should hold it in the church.
Oh, that's all right, then.
Only it's such very short notice. I've already telephoned your mother, but I thought since I was passing this way, I'd let you and Susan know.
Susan's not here, I'm afraid.
Oh, isn't she?
No, she phoned to say she wouldn't be in. Both the children have picked up a tummy bug.
Oh, that poor girl. As if she hadn't got enough on her plate at the moment. I was talking to her after church yesterday. She's terribly worried about her job, you know.
I know.
I suggested she might have a word with your husband.
Mark? Why?
She seemed unsure.
I've told her everything there is to know. An interim trustee's been appointed and he'll be here tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Is that definite?
Unless there's another change of plan, yes. And he'll decide whether or not to keep Susan on. There's really nothing more to be said.
But mightn't she be entitled to some compensation?
Well, she doesn't qualify for redundancy, if that's what you mean.
So, if she does lose her job...
Well, that's it, I'm afraid.
Oh, that poor girl.
There are a lot of people worse off than Susan.
I know. Some people have lost all their savings.
It's not just money. It's their whole future. All their hopes. Every prospect of happiness and fulfilment is vanished. Oh, I'm sorry.
Why don't you sit down for a minute?
No. No, I've got to find this file.
What file?
The one with all the bank statements in it. You'd think it'd be under B for bank, wouldn't you?
Couldn't you keep your bank records on the computer?
Yes, of course.
Then why do you need this file?
The interim trustee wants to see it.
Oh.
We could have put any figures we like on the computer.
Whatever do you mean?
Well, the accounts might have been falsified. He's going to want corroboration of our figures.
But why should he suspect you of falsifying?
Not me, Mrs. Antrobus.
Don't you do the bookkeeping?
Yes, I do, but I'm not the only person who has access to the computer.
Oh. Oh, you mean Cameron Fraser could have been cooking the books?
It seems he had a talent for it.
He's a beautiful horse, Caroline.
Almost as beautiful as Autolycus.
Oh, no. No horse is as gorgeous as my Tolly.
Hello.
Elizabeth, what are you doing here?
Oh, just having a bit of a walk, you know.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. I just went to see Shula, but she was out. So I thought, well, stroll about a bit.
How was work?
Fine.
Glad to be back.
Yes, it's really good to have something to take your mind off things.
Oh, you should try this marvellous riding course. I was just saying to Debbie...
Oh, no, I don't think I could. I'm not really into riding at the moment. Anyway, I'd best be getting home. It's nice to see you both. Bye.
See you soon, Lizzie.
Bye.
Poor kid. What, you know about...
About her and Cameron?
Oh, yes, of course. I did try to warn her. You went out with him as well, didn't you?
Yes. I only hope she didn't make the same mistake as me.
But how do you mean?
I hope she only lost her heart to him and not her life savings.
Oh, I don't think Lizzie has any life savings. Oh, you didn't.
Afraid so.
Oh, Caroline.
Take my advice, Debbie. Put not your faith in men. Stick to horses.
Okay, coming. Oh, it's you.
Sorry to disappoint you.
No, not at all. Come on in. I was afraid it was Elizabeth.
Why are you afraid of Lizzie?
Why, I'm not. It's just that Shula doesn't want to talk to her. Oh. She came round half an hour ago and I had to tell her Shula was out.
No, is she?
What?
Shula, out.
No, I just had to say that. Hold on. Shula, it's all right, it's only Nigel. She's a bit upset, you see, about this whole business of...
Hello, Nigel.
Hello, Shula. How are you?
I'm okay.
Are you? Honestly?
Get Nigel a drink, darling.
No, really?
Yeah, we've just opened a bottle of wine.
Oh, go on then. Twist my arm.
Have a seat. Oh, hold me a minute.
Now, what's all this?
What?
Mark says you won't talk to Lizzie.
It's not that I won't. I just feel I can't at the moment. I wouldn't know what to say to her.
Wouldn't you?
I cannot believe what she did.
No. I still feel feel pretty stunned.
I've been going over and over it in my mind, and I keep saying, why? Why? After all the support and love and care we gave her, to take a decision like that without consulting anyone.
I know, I know.
Okay, she decided she didn't want the baby, but plenty of people did. I would have had it. Mark and I even offered to adopt it.
Well, you'd have had to fight me for it.
What?
I was nursing this little fantasy. I thought perhaps Lizzie would accept me on the rebound.
Oh, Nigel.
I would have married her, Shula, and adopted the baby as my own.
Would you?
But she decided... Well, she never did much go on the idea of being the lady of the manor.
There you go, Nigel. It's New Zealand, by the way.
What?
The wine, New Zealand.
Oh. And what's your opinion, Mark?
Oh, I think it's excellent.
We were talking about Elizabeth.
Sorry. I thought you meant...
Mark thinks she made the right decision.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I said that the decision ultimately had to rest with Elizabeth, and it was her right to choose.
Her right? What about the child's right?
I don't think she thought of it as a child.
Well, I did. I thought of it as a child, and now it's dead.
It's this blasted hip of mine, you see.
Huh? I was just thinking how well you were doing.
Oh, the walking is coming along fine, but it's going to be a while yet till I can drive a tractor.
Is it?
And we've started silage making.
Have you?
Yeah. David cut the grass yesterday and they started first thing this morning.
I see.
Of course, in previous years, Neil's helped out, but now that we've lost him...
You're short-handed.
Well, with David on the forage harvester, we really need two trailers.
Look, Phil, I don't wish to appear rude, but it's a bit rich you complaining to me about being short-handed when you've just filched half my workforce.
What?
Mike Tucker.
Well, I didn't filch him. I just made him an offer and he accepted.
Yeah, okay, okay. Well, how's he getting on anyway? Reckon he'll stick with it?
Oh, he's doing fine.
He's had precious little experience with pigs.
Oh, it may be, but he's had years as a stockman. It's not that different.
That's not what David says.
Well, he's still getting to know the ropes, of course, but he's quite quick on the uptake.
Why don't you got him helping out with his silage?
Well, he can't spare the time. What with his milk round and he's taken on Neil's egg business.
Well, it's no good asking me. It's only me and Pat, and you're not having Pat.
Yeah, but how
honestly,
about you?
Phil, if you want to know what being short-handed means, come and work at Bridge Farm for a week.
Yeah, but actually, I was wondering if you'd consider coming to help at Brookfield for a week.
What?
Well, if you help out with our silage, I'll give you Bert to help with yours.
What?
You can bring a tractor and a trailer.
Well, not sure.
Why not?
I can't just drop everything.
Well, no, this job you're doing now, clearing out your cowshed.
Well, it's got to be done.
Yeah, but not this week, surely.
If I don't get it done now, it's hanging about till after silage.
Well, isn't it half term next week? Won't John be down from Brymore?
Yeah.
Well, get him to do it.
I don't expect hauling cow muck is quite what he had in mind for half term.
Well, he wants to be a farmer, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, right. I think you've got yourself a deal.
Ah, when can you start?
Tomorrow, after milking.
How about this afternoon?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. If I can persuade Pat to do the milking.
David, what's happened? Is there a problem?
No, it's nothing. Just taking an early lunch break, till.
I didn't think you went in for lunch breaks during silage making.
Yeah, well, just half an hour. I've got to dash down to the estate office.
Whatever for?
Well, apparently this interim trustee person has arrived. You know, supposed to be running the estate.
Yes, I know who he is.
Well, I want to find out from the horse's mouth exactly what's going on.
What?
Red House Farm.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, he should be able to tell me whether the deal's on or off.
Mightn't it be better to wait a little while?
Well, he's only going to be there for a couple of days.
At least give the poor man a chance to settle in and get to know the estate a bit.
Well, I only want a straight yes or no. I mean, either the
Jill,
deal stands or...
you've got a visitor.
Good morning.
Oh, God, I'm off.
David, what are you doing here?
I'll see you later.
Well, Jill, I must say you have done wonders.
What's he up to?
When I saw the havoc my goats had wrought, I thought it'll take a miracle to get that garden back in shape. And what has happened?
A great deal of hard work.
No, a miracle. It's quite transformed.
Well, there aren't going to be many roses, so I thought I'd better fill in the gaps with some bedding plants.
Aren't you clever? Now, look, this is nothing, I know, compared to what you've lost, but the nurseryman assures me that it's a very popular specimen and a most abundant bloomer.
Oh, what is it?
A rose bush.
For me?
Of course.
Thank you.
A peace offering.
Oh, well, That's very kind of you.
A token, only a token. But please say you'll forgive poor Demeter and Persephone.
Of course, I don't blame the goat.
Only I would hate there to be bad blood between us. Particularly if we're going to be fellow members of the PCC.
What?
Oh, well, you're bound to be re-elected, Jill, of course, but I've had pledges of support from some quite unexpected quarters.
Really?
So don't be surprised if you find me serving alongside you.
Well, what can I say? Good luck.
And good luck to you, too. Now, I really must dash. I've got some last-minute canvassing to do before the meeting.
You're canvassing?
Oh, I was just chatting to anyone who happens to be at home, you know.
Well, I hope you can persuade a few more people to come to the meeting. The turnout's usually pathetic.
Just you wait. It'll be standing room only. See you later.
Bye, Linda.
Bye.
Till this evening.
I don't think I could bear it if she got elected to the PCC.
Oh, don't worry. No one's going to vote for her.
You never know. I mean, people who don't really know her, they see this energetic woman, apparently with lots of commitment to village life.
What, you mean the weekend cottagers and the Birmingham commuters?
Well, yes.
When did you last see any of them at a parish meeting?
It's always the first time.
Don't worry, Jill. She doesn't stand a chance. Now, where are you going to put this rose bush?
Preferably behind the barn.
Sorry, Shula. I didn't mean to disturb you.
It's okay. Time I was getting back to work anyway.
I was just going to put some chairs out for tonight. You do know the PCC meeting's in here, don't you?
Yes.
Are you feeling confident?
What?
About the election.
Oh, that. I'm afraid being church warden is the last thing on my mind.
Yes. The grapevine tells me that the interim trustee has arrived.
He's in the office, ploughing through all our books and records. He wouldn't even stop for lunch.
What does he expect to find?
I don't know.
Are you worried?
Not about that.
Tell me if it's none of my business.
No, I did want to ask you something, actually.
Far away?
It's a bit difficult.
Would you rather we went somewhere more private?
No, this is fine. It's just... Well, it's a sort of moral dilemma.
Yes?
You see, someone I know, a friend of mine, discovered she was pregnant.
Yes?
And she... Well, she wasn't sure if she wanted the baby, and she thought about having an abortion.
I see.
And I wondered, well, isn't that a sin?
What do you think?
Me?
You must have feelings on the subject. Otherwise, you wouldn't be asking the question.
I feel, well, thou shalt not kill.
You regard terminating a pregnancy as killing?
Isn't it?
So you would never contemplate it? Yourself, I mean.
No, never.
And do you find it perhaps difficult to understand how another woman could contemplate it?
Yes.
And would you find it difficult to forgive in someone else?
Yes.
In any circumstance?
Well, how do you mean?
Well, if she were, let's say, the victim of rape.
Oh, but she's not.
But if she were...
Oh... Well, that I could understand.
Or suppose the child was going to be born deformed or damaged in some way.
Well, yes, if the child was going to suffer terribly.
So you do believe that sometimes choices have to be made?
Sometimes, yes.
Which is the lesser of two evils?
Yes, but in this case...
The choice is not so clear-cut.
It is to me.
Can I ask you... I don't want you to break any confidences, but... Your friend, why doesn't she want to have the baby?
Because, well, she's been abandoned by the father.
I see. So she feels perhaps ill-equipped to bring up a child on her own.
That's no reason to kill it, though, is it?
She might feel that to bring a child into the world when it's going to be unwanted and unloved...
But it wouldn't be!
How can you know that?
We would... She could have it adopted... There are thousands of childless couples crying out for babies to adopt.
Shula, this isn't something we can resolve in 5 minutes. We must talk about this some more.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take up your time.
No. That's what I'm here for. Why don't you come over to the vicarage one evening? We can have a proper talk.
Yes. Yes, I'd like that.
How have you got on?
Oh, not bad. We've done about a third of the top field.
Made a difference having Tony to help, I expect.
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
You had him building the clamp, I see.
Well, only since Ruth knocked off to do the milking. Dad, the Red House farm deal, it's off.
Oh, no. How do you know?
I went down to the estate office at lunchtime. I talked to this interim trustee bloke.
Did you?
Yeah. Name of Alistair MacLeod. Nice enough chap for an accountant, but didn't seem to have much idea about the estate.
Well, give the poor man the chance. He only arrived from Scotland this morning.
Right, I'll be off home.
Well, he'd never even heard of the place, let alone the proposed sale.
But he told you it was definitely off.
Well, he gave me some spiel about nothing being decided before the creditors' meeting. But he said that since no contract was ever signed, we should regard our agreement to buy the land as null and void.
Oh, well. That's pretty final, isn't it?
Yeah. What's this? Red House Farm?
Yeah.
Oh, well, perhaps it's for the best.
No, it isn't. I had it all planned out. I was going to move the sheep over there, expand the dairy herd.
Well, I always had reservations about expanding in the present climate.
I'd even started negotiating for some extra quota.
Oh, bad luck.
Yeah. I knew we should have bought that land Nigel Pardew was selling off.
Would you still be interested in renting land?
Renting, buying, I don't mind, but there's nothing for miles.
Well, haven't you heard about Edgeley Down Farm?
What about it?
Oh, yes, that's a tragedy, isn't it? Mm. Eric Holdway's been farming that land for, must be 15 years or so.
What, has he gone under?
Yeah, farm sales next week.
He's quite suicidal, apparently, poor man.
How many acres is Edgeley Down?
Oh, no, David.
Why not?
It's a good 7 miles from here.
So what?
It's too far.
It's an opportunity to expand.
We don't have to expand.
Well, we can't just stand still.
We haven't. This farm was 100 acres when I was a lad.
And now it's 462, I know. And I hope by the time I'm your age, it'll be twice as big again.
Well, I'll leave you two to argue it out.
I'm not arguing.
Time I was getting home.
Yeah, and I must go too.
Hang on a minute, Dad.
Where on earth has Bert got to? We should be late for the PCC meeting.
I must be getting old, Marjorie.
What on earth makes you say that?
I mistook that young man for a student.
Oh, the dendrochronologist.
Yes. He's a PhD and a university research fellow, and he looked about 16 to me.
I dare say you're like me. You expect people who are expert in antiquities to be antiquities themselves.
Yes. But even history is done with microchips these days. He told me they have records on their computer of tree ring patterns going back to prehistoric times.
Good heavens.
So he's taken a slice of our timber, and he'll compare it to those records and see where it fits in.
It's astonishing what they can do with computers, isn't it?
Yes. Have you finished in church now? Can I shut the door?
Oh, yes. I was just making sure everything was in order after last night's meeting.
I'll tell you something, Marjorie. A lot of people had reservations about the lavatory being put in, but it proved very popular last night.
Yes.
Now, I really must dash. I should have been to work half an hour ago.
Who won, then?
Oh, Joe, good morning.
Won what?
The voting. Didn't you have the voting last night for the church wardens?
You should have come along.
Sheila Archer get in, did she?
Mrs. Hebden was elected, yes.
Quite right, too.
I do excuse me, but I'm late for surgery. Bye, Joe. I'll see you later, Marjorie.
Yes, goodbye, Robin.
What about Linda Snow? She get elected?
No, she didn't.
Why not?
Because not enough people voted for her. Mrs. Archer was re-elected.
Jill Archer?
I think that was a foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
She's been a very popular church warden.
Yeah, it must have been a fix.
What?
The election. Obviously rigged.
Joe, that's arrant nonsense, and you know it.
You can't have two Archer church wardens.
But it's perfectly in order for a mother and daughter to serve together.
Bloomin' Archers. Turn your back for 1 minute, they takes over.
If you feel so strongly about it, you should have come along to the meeting and cast your vote.
Yeah, it wouldn't have made no difference.
Well, it might have. The meeting was very sparsely attended, and a couple of votes either way could have made all the difference.
Neil?
Oh!
Oh, sorry, didn't mean to make you jump.
Oh, hello, Debbie.
Oh, steady, Tolly. Keep still, that's a good boy.
What a super horse.
Thank you. Have you broken down?
No, it's just the windscreen washers don't seem to be working.
Oh, dear.
I just followed the milk tanker out of the village. Kicked up a load of muck.
Yeah, I can see.
You wouldn't believe I washed this car on Sunday, would you? And gave it a wax polish.
This is your company car, is it?
Yeah. Look at the muck under this bonnet.
Oh,
Does look a bit grimy.
I wonder when it was last serviced. Oh, look at that. The bottle's empty. No wonder I couldn't get the washers to work.
Don't you get free servicing with a company car?
In theory, yeah. But then in theory I should have a new car, not this clapped-out old wreck.
Oh, dear.
Susan's really disappointed. I sometimes think the only reason she wanted me to take this job was so as we'd get a new car.
Oosh. Easy, Tolly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to start there.
No, he's all right. Why won't they give you a new one?
Well, according to the sales manager, it's all to do with the recession.
Oh.
They're trying to keep the fleet cars on the road for 3 years instead of two.
Oh, you should get a new one by August, then.
By August, they'll probably have decided to keep them for 4 years.
Don't you like your new job, Neil?
Oh, why'd you say that?
Well, you don't sound very happy.
Oh, no, it's all right. People are surprisingly friendly, actually.
Do they invite you in and give you tea and buns?
Yeah, it doesn't always mean they're going to place an order, though. Had a bloke yesterday. I was sat in his kitchen the best part of an hour listening to his life story. It was really interesting.
Was it?
Yeah, except he was building up to say he'd never known times as bad as this, and he'd have to reduce the size of his order.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
A lot of farmers in difficulties at the moment.
Yeah. Dad was telling me about someone in Edgeley who's just gone bust.
Ah, poor old Eric Oldway.
Oh, you knew him, did you?
A bit.
Oh, so it's not a good time to be trying to persuade people to up their orders.
Not really, no. I'm pushing fertiliser at the moment for after silage. Anyway, better get moving. Standing here won't pay the rent. Mortgage.
What about your windscreen washers?
Oh, call in at Grange Farm. I dare say Eddie will oblige me with a drop of water.
Now it turns out I've lost the lot.
Oh, Caroline. I'm so sorry.
Aren't you going to tell me it serves me right?
Why should I do that?
Worshipping mammon?
Well, putting a bit of money by for your old age doesn't amount to worshipping mammon.
Doesn't it?
No.
If I hadn't been so greedy, I'd have left it in the building society.
Why didn't you?
Because Cameron was offering nearly double the rate of interest I was getting.
Oh, very tempting.
Mm. I should have said, get thee behind me, Satan. I did at first.
Did you?
Oh, I've always been very wary of the stock market. Anyway, Cameron persuaded me he was only investing in low-risk government gilt-edge stock.
Now, what's that?
I don't really know, but it's supposed to be safe as houses. The point is, he wasn't.
He wasn't investing it?
No. He was using the money to finance, well, what the newspapers would call his playboy lifestyle. Oh, Lord. I suppose it'll be in all the papers, won't it?
Oh, I don't know. These sort of financial scandals seem to be to a penny these days.
But the clever part was, he was paying interest. Every quarter, regular as clockwork.
But how could he finance interest payments if the money wasn't actually
being... By persuading people to invest even more.
Oh.
I mean, I only put 10,000 in originally. But after 6 months, when I saw how much interest had accrued, I thought, oh, what the hell, and put the rest in.
All your savings?
Yes.
Were you still going out with him at that stage?
Yes. But you see, even when I broke up with him, I thought, this man may be a dead loss as a human being, but at least he's a whiz when it comes to handling money. In fact, I think I thought that's why he was such a louse. He was a complete workaholic, you see. And I thought he resented the time spent on personal relationships, and he could have been empire building.
Are you doing anything on Sunday?
He wasn't building an empire at all. Just an edifice.
Caroline.
Oh, sorry. What'd you say?
This coming Sunday. Are you free?
Why?
Don't look so worried. I'm not trying to get you into church.
I should hope not.
Only my boys are coming for half term.
Are they?
I wondered if you'd like to meet them.
I'd love to.
Well, we're going to do this walk on Sunday afternoon, beating the bounds.
What?
Haven't you heard about it?
No.
It's an old rogation, Sunday tradition. You walk the boundaries of your parish or your common land, and the children have to carry willow wands, and they beat the boundary markers with them.
Really?
And then the grown-ups grab the children by the ankles, turn them upside down, and bump their heads on the boundary stone.
Oh, you're not serious.
Perfectly. It's so the child will never forget where the boundary stones are.
Ooh, can I have first go with William Grundy?
You'll come then?
Yes, if I can get away. We have got a conference at the hotel this weekend. Pharmaceutical salesman.
Bring them along.
Oh, I wish I could. Anyway, look, how long are the boys staying?
About a week.
So if I can't make it on Sunday...
Another day?
It's my day off on Tuesday. Perhaps we could go for a picnic.
I picked up the tickets from the travel agent. I'll put them on the mantelpiece along with the parcel.
Ooh, corned beef.
You leave that alone, Charles.
And had corned beef in months.
Too right you went. It's a shocking price these days.
And tinned ham. Ooh, you have been pushing the boat, haven't you? What are we celebrating?
It's for next week.
Oh.
When we're in France.
Well, that's very kind of you, Clary, love. That should keep me going nicely.
Not for you, for me and Eddie.
What about me?
You won't starve. Yeah, I bet the minute we're out the house, you'll be down Martha.
Martha Woodford? What do you want with her?
Yeah, old Mrs. Antrobus is. You'll have your feet under the table, knife and fork
in
your
hand. I ain't going scrounging for a bite to eat.
Here, Joe. Here, look at this.
You'll starve.
I got a proper road map of France from the bookshop.
Not that you care.
I can show you just where we're
Leave
going.
You poor sick old man to run the farm single and...
Shut up. Look. There's Paris. That's where we're going to stay the first night.
Oh, that reminds me.
In the Bois de Boulogne.
You're not your phone.
What?
Sure, Archer. Phone to see the, what you call him, that bloke come down from Scotland. Supposed to be sorting out the estate.
Yeah, oh, you mean the interim trustee. What about him?
Well, he's coming round this afternoon.
What, here?
Yeah.
What for?
Oh, just to have a look round.
Well, what time?
Didn't see. About now, by the sound of
it. Oh, no, stay there, Joe. Hey? Don't answer it. Don't answer. Hold on a minute.
What you doing?
Well, I'm hiding this map. Oh, the tickets, the passport. Put them in the dressing drawer.
What for?
Oh, I don't want him knowing we're thinking of moving to France, do we?
Why not?
Because it might give him ideas.
Oh. Anyone home?
Oh, Neil, it's you.
Well, who did you think it was?
What you doing there?
Oh, I got stuck behind the milk tanker coming out of the village.
Well, I told you before.
What?
I never mix his business and pleasure.
Eh?
It's no good you trying to tempt me with fancy prices and special discounts. I don't buy from friends.
Joe, I haven't come to sell you anything. I just want some water.
What for?
My windscreen washer bottle ran out.
We've got this American couple staying at the hotel, and she summoned me to her room and gave me all her jewellery.
Oh, what for?
To put in the safe.
Oh, I see.
I felt like saying to her, don't trust me with your valuables, madam. I've just lost all my money to a con man.
Oh, you must stop thinking about it.
I can't. I'm going to end up like the Ancient Mariner, grabbing people with my skinny hand and insisting they listen to the tale of how I lost my life savings.
Why didn't you saddle up Ippy and go for a ride?
Haven't got time, unfortunately.
Oh, nothing like a gallop over the jumps to blow away the cobwebs.
Yes, I know. But I'm on duty again in half an hour.
Oh.
I only sneaked out to get away from Jean-Paul.
Oh, what's his problem?
Oh, he's still ranting on about William Grundy and his blasted snails.
Hello, Debbie. Oh, boy, I'm late.
Oh, don't worry, Clara. We're not exactly rushed off our feet. I was just telling Debbie about your William and the snails.
Oh, you should hear the latest. I wish we never told the little monkey we was going to France.
Oh, why? What's he done now?
Well, I've been waiting in all afternoon for a visit from this Mr. McLeod. You know, the bloke what's sorting out this day.
Mm-hmm. He came to see you?
Yeah, only he didn't turn up till I was giving the boys their tea. That's why I'm so late. Anyway, he was telling us how we needn't worry about the future. You know, whatever happens, we'll still have Grange Farm and that. Oh, William points up. Oh, we ain't going to be living here soon. We're all going to live in France.
Oh, no.
Nearly died.
What did Mr. McLeod say?
Well, nothing really. I mean, Eddie jumped in and told him William was always making up stories. But he now give us some funny looks after that.
Good evening.
Oh, evening.
Hello, Mrs. Antrobus.
Sit in the other bar, is he?
Yeah.
I better go and tell him I'm here.
Excuse me. What would you like?
Oh, nothing, thank you, my dear. I've just come to see Sid.
Oh, well, he's through to the...
And in the other bar. Yes, yes, I heard.
Well, I must be off.
I'll see you soon.
Yes. Bye, Mrs. Antrobus.
Yes. Goodbye. You know, that woman never sits still for 2 minutes, does she? No wonder she's like a stick. Oh, well, since I'm here, perhaps I will have a drink. Might I have a small whiskey, do you think?
Yes, yes, of course. Would you like anything with it?
Just a drop of water.
I do.
Will you join me, my dear, in the drink?
Oh, that's very kind of you.
I feel so guilty drinking by myself.
Oh, I'll have an orange juice.
Drowning my sorrows alone. Take it out of that.
Thanks.
What sorrows are you drowning?
Oh, it's just a... well, I suppose everyone will know eventually.
There's your change.
Thank you. I've been a very foolish old woman.
Well, why do you say that?
I had a small nest egg, you see. Lump sum I got from the insurance when my husband died. And I invested it with Cameron Fraser.
Oh, no, not you as well.
As well as whom?
Oh, there just seem to be so many people.
Thousands, I gather.
Was it all your savings?
Oh, no, only a few thousand. I suppose I should count myself lucky.
Well, you certainly shouldn't count yourself as foolish. An awful lot of people were taken in by that man.
Some poor souls have lost everything.
It's difficult to believe, isn't it? how one man's duplicity could ruin so many lives.
Oh, here it is, look. Tayside and Grampian Bank PLC has presented a petition for the sequence... Here, what's that word, Betty?
Oh, sequestration. That's what they call bankruptcy in Scotland.
Oh, right. Of Cameron James Fraser of the Dow House, Ambridge, whose present whereabouts are unknown. Here, don't nobody know where he is, then?
No, apparently he's gone abroad somewhere.
Oh, ever so exciting, isn't it?
Not for the people whose money he stole.
Well, that's one advantage of having nothing.
What?
Nobody can nick it off you.
Every cloud is a silver lining, eh?
Kylie, I told you, leave things alone. Oh, I'll take a packet of crisps for her, Betty, okay?
Yeah, fine.
And I'm always complaining nothing ever happens in Ambridge. There you are, Kylie. Now you be a good girl. Do you reckon it'll be in the proper newspapers?
The Echo is a proper newspaper.
No, I mean like the Sun.
Well, Mark Hebden told me it's been in the Independent.
Really?
On the financial pages, yeah.
Morning.
Hello, Neil. How's it going?
Oh, it's okay.
I can't get used to seeing you in a jacket and tie.
Yeah, looks very smart, doesn't he?
If you like that sort of thing.
I'll have a packet of peppermints, please, Betty.
Are you the extra strong?
Yeah.
That's 26 pence, please. Tart.
I don't think much of the car they give you.
Oh, don't talk to me about that car.
A 4p chain. Oh,
thanks.
Why, what's wrong with it?
Do you know why I eat these peppermints? So I don't have to keep breathing in the smell of stale tobacco.
Oh, that'll wear off.
I hope so.
Are you enjoying it otherwise?
It's all right.
What about Susan? She's still got her job.
She doesn't know yet.
She was having a right old moan to me the other day.
Well, it is a bit worrying. You see, since we bought the eggs...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like I don't have problems of my own.
Times are hard for everyone.
Yeah, don't I know it. Practically every farmer I visit's got a hard luck story to tell.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And what's the first thing they cut back on when things are tight? Their feed orders.
And that means you get less commission.
I won't get any commission at all unless... I got these sales targets, you see, and I get a bonus if I reach them.
What happens if you don't?
I only get me basic, and that won't keep body and soul together.
Well, how are you doing so far?
Well, if I could just pick up one decent order, one new customer, that'd make all the difference.
Well, it's early days, yeah.
Go on, move yourselves.
Come on!
That's it. That's the way. Come on, Dad.
Hey, no, no, not that way. Carl, get back here, you stupid animal.
Oh, you biting animal, going to whack.
Look, where can you go when I want you to?
What on earth, Gary?
Oh, can you push that gate in, mister? Oh, no, it's too late.
Well, is that a hurdle? Never mind, I'll use this board. Good,
let
you go.
Just trying to move it into the fire pan.
Look out, Mike. They'll be out the other side.
Oh, blimey.
Get the gate.
Come back here, you.
Look out, you're going to lose another one.
Oh, no, you don't. Go on, go on.
Move those rails in behind them.
Come on.
Right behind. Don't leave a gap or they'll be off again.
Go on.
There. Oh, that's it. That's got them.
Oh, phew. Oh, thank goodness you turned up when you did.
Oh,
you all right?
Yes, I think so. Moving a bunch of lively growers is not what the doctor ordered, but...
Oh, dear. Oh, sorry.
Lesson number one, Mike. Pigs are not nice, docile animals like cattle.
Yeah, I'm beginning to realise.
Give them an inch and they'll take a mile. They'll push through anything they can see through.
Yeah.
So before you try and move them, particularly if you're on your own, make sure they can only go where you want them to.
We've already shifted them a few yards.
It makes no difference, as you saw for yourself.
Yeah, well, I'll know next time.
And make sure all your gates are fastened. Not just closed, fastened.
Mike, you arrived?
Oh.
Oh, hello, Mr. Archer.
Hello,
Neil. What are you doing here?
Just passing. Thought I'd see how you were getting on.
Blimey, you can't keep away from this place, can you?
You're missing it, Neil.
Well,
a bit.
Oh, it's a pity you didn't drop in 5 minutes ago. We could have done with your help.
Why, what happened?
Nothing.
Mike had a spot of bother moving those growers.
Oh, some of them decided to go walkabout, did they?
They certainly did.
You've got to be really careful, Mike. Give them an inch and they'll take a mile.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I come to see Usher.
She's not here, I'm afraid, Sharon.
What time will she be back?
Not till Monday. She's taking a few days off.
Oh, blimey. I come into Borchester especially.
What did you want to see her about?
She sent me this note. Said would I give her a ring because she'd got some good news.
Oh, well, I expect she wanted to tell you about the equal pay agreement.
You what?
And don't you remember, you told Usher how the canning factory was paying the women less than the men?
Oh, that.
Even though the work you were doing was of equal value.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the management held negotiations with the union, and they settled a new wages structure. In future, the women will earn the same as the men.
Big deal.
Aren't you pleased?
That's probably why they're laying so many people off.
What?
Well, why do you think I'm strolling around Borchester on a Thursday afternoon? Because I'm not working, that's why.
Well, not at all.
They cut me shit.
Yes, Ali?
I'm down to 2 days a week.
Tell him I'll ring him back. 5 minutes, okay? Sharon, I'm going to have...
I knew she shouldn't have gone poking her nose in.
Usha, she was only trying to get justice for you.
Got me labelled a troublemaker, hasn't she?
Your name was never mentioned.
Oh, pull the other one.
I promise.
So why am I first to have my shifts cut?
Well, I'm sure it's not the new wages agreement.
Wanna bet?
Everywhere's laying people off at the moment. It's the recession, I'm afraid.
Oh, don't give me that. I've heard it all before.
Well, it's true.
Oh, yeah? People have stopped eating, have they? On account of the recession?
What do you mean?
Well, it's not as if we're turning out luxuries down that factory. It's not booze and fags, you know. It's tins of meatballs, chopped ham, beef and gravy. Food.
So?
People still got to eat.
Well, yes. Yeah, but they tend to buy cheaper brands.
Don't come much cheaper than what that place turns out. Oh, you should see what goes in some of them cans.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Anyway, that's it, is it?
What?
That's all Usha wanted to tell me?
As far as I know, yes.
That was a wasted journey then, wasn't it?
Well, I tell you something else, Betty. I'm fed up to me back teeth with Neil Carter.
Why? What's he done?
He's always checking up on me. I mean, that's 3 times this week he's been up to Olive Tree.
Well, I did try to tell him, love.
I mean, what does he think I'm doing up there?
How'd you get on today, anyway?
Yeah, well, and that's another thing. I mean, why does he always have to turn up just when I made a cock-up?
Oh, what happened?
Oh, I just had to move a bunch of growers and a beggar's escape, didn't they?
Oh, no.
Oh, it was okay. Mind you, thought I'd cripple Phil Archer for life.
What?
Well, you know, he still limps a bit with his new hip.
Yeah, of course.
Well, it didn't do him no good at all, herding a load of pigs about.
Dear. Oh, no. Why do people always call when I'm just about to put the tea on the table? Oh, talk of the devil.
Huh? What do you want?
Come on in, Neil. We were just talking about you.
Yeah, I thought my ears were burning.
There, look, Neil, it's bad enough you dogging me footsteps up at Olive Tree.
What?
I'm not having you follow me back here.
I'm not following you.
Lecturing me on the finer points of pig keeping.
I think what Mike's trying to say, Neil...
No, I can speak for myself.
I wouldn't dream of lecturing you, Mike.
Oh, no, what about this morning when them growers got loose?
Oh, that can happen to anyone.
Oh, yeah, except you.
No, you're joking. It's happened to me more times than I've had hot dinners. And I should have learned better the years I've been dealing with pigs.
Oh.
Well, I reckon you're doing pretty well. Mr. Archer seems to think so anyway.
I knew you were making a fuss over nothing.
Was not.
Anyway, Susan and I wondered if you'd like to come round for supper tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah? What's the occasion?
It's your birthday, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, yeah, that too. But actually, we got more than that to celebrate.
Oh, yeah?
You know this interim trustee who's sorting out Cameron Fraser's business?
Yeah?
Well, do you know what he told Susan? He said the estate was very well run and she must take a lot of the credit.
Oh, that's nice. Mm.
Probably soften her up before he gives her the chop.
No, that's the point. He wants her to stay on till the estate is sold, and that could be 6 months or maybe even a year.
Well, that is good news.
Well, it's the breathing space we need. Give me time to get established. You know, really to... get to know me clients, get the orders rolling in.
You sound a bit more confident than you did this morning.
Well, that's the other thing we got to celebrate. I landed my first new customer today.
Did you?
Yeah, and it's a biggie. Dairy farmer over Littleton with a herd of 100.
Well done.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
Mm. I couldn't have wished for a better birthday present.
What are you doing here all on your own?
Oh, hi, Ruth.
Are you waiting for someone?
No.
Can I join you?
Sure. Thought you were silage making.
Oh, I just finished.
Not dark yet.
I know. But I said to David, if I don't get an instant infusion of shandy and pizza, I'm going to die. I've had nothing but a Marmite sandwich since 8 o'clock this morning.
You poor thing.
He's a terrible slave driver, you know.
David?
I'm far worse than his dad. Do you want a bit of pizza?
No, no thanks.
Are you all right?
Yeah, fine.
You're looking really tired.
Having to manage without Usha.
Why?
She's taking a few days off.
Oh.
Gone to visit her folks.
Oh, I've been meaning to ring her. We've been so busy.
When she's not here, I realise just how much work she does. She's been absolute bedlam all day.
You should go home and put your feet up.
No, thanks.
What's the matter? Had a row with Shula?
Not exactly, but I am somewhat persona non grata.
Why?
Because I'm a man.
Eh?
Ergo, I can't understand.
Can't understand what?
How women feel.
Ah.
What do you think about Elizabeth's abortion?
Oh, as
do you think she's committed an outrage never to be forgiven?
Of course not.
Shula does.
I think I'd have done the same in the circumstances.
Would you?
Yeah, I think so. Of course, you can never know how you'd react if it happened. But I think the last thing anyone should do is bring a child that isn't wanted into the world.
Shula would argue that it was wanted.
But that was for Elizabeth to decide, though, wasn't it? Nobody else.
Thank you, Ruth.
What for?
Agreeing with me. I begin to think I really was an insensitive pig.
Shula's really cut up about it, is she?
Hmm.
More than Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth will be all right.
You reckon?
Yeah, she needs a bit of support, that's all. There's plenty of people rallying round.
Yeah, maybe. People always think Elizabeth will bounce back, don't they?
Hmm.
You know, Mark, I think what she really needs is her mum's support. And I'm not sure that she's getting it.
And I got another box of petunias. Would you like them as well?
If you're sure.
Well, I grew some extra to go in Prue's window boxes, but at the time she got all her pelargoniums planted out, there's not going to be much room.
I'd be very glad of them.
Right, well, I'll drop them round tomorrow then.
Normally, I have more bedding plants than I know what to do with.
Ah, but you've put a lot out in the rose garden, I see.
Yes, well, I had to do something with it. It looked so bleak after I cut all the roses
back. Oh, them goats, they made a right old mess, didn't they?
They certainly did.
Mind you, a decent spell of sunny weather and your roses should come back all right.
I wonder if it'll be in time for the open day, though. Sit yourself down, Uncle Tom. I'll make some coffee.
Righto. Prue's really looking forward to it.
She's going to come home for the day, is she?
Oh, ah. Shouldn't miss it for the world. And you know we're doing our plant and produce stall for the stroke rehabilitation unit?
Yes, I saw it in the yellow book.
Oh, ah. Yeah. Well, now, look, before I forget, Stu. Prue said to pass on her congratulations.
What for?
You're sure of being elected church warden.
Oh.
Oh, Prue was as pleased as punch when I told her.
Is my watch wrong or is it 10 o'clock?
Very nearly, dear, yes.
Ah, morning, Elizabeth.
Why on earth didn't you wake me?
I thought you needed the rest.
I can rest at the weekend.
You've been looking so exhausted these past few days.
I'd be hopelessly late for work.
That doesn't usually worry you.
Mum, for heaven's sake, I've got a lot of catching up to do.
What would you like for breakfast?
Breakfast? You've got to be joking.
You must have something.
Any coffee?
I'm just waiting for the kettle to boil.
Oh, forget it. I'll get some at work.
Elizabeth, just a minute.
Oh, dear.
She's in a hurry, ain't she?
I'm sorry, Uncle Tom. That was very rude of her.
Always in a hurry, these young'uns.
Well, I should have woken her earlier. But she'd been looking so pale and drawn.
Must have come as a bit of a shock to her.
What?
Well, him turning out to be a wrong'un.
Cameron Fraser?
The whole village knows that her was sweet on him.
Your poles goes in the middle.
How?
At your highest point.
This isn't a blooming bell tent, Dad.
I knows that, I ain't daft.
This is a frame tent. Why do you think we've got so many blooming poles?
I know, do it.
You stick them together to make a frame.
Well, go on, then. What? You knows all about it. You show me how it goes up.
I'm doing me best.
So why's my end higher up than your end, then?
It ain't.
It is, big 6 inches.
What are you two playing at?
Shove ain't what do you think?
You've been out your best part of an hour. Ain't you got that thing up yet?
I reckon we got bits from two different tents, do you?
Oh, I knew we should have checked it earlier.
Look, that pole's longer than this one.
Well, hold on, that ain't no upright. That's a bit of the roof.
Aye?
Roof? You don't have poles in the roof?
Oh, of course you do. Put that bit down. Now, look at the shape of the canvas. It's shaped like a little shed, see? Straight sides and sloping roof.
Oh, yeah.
So, you've got your ridge pole. Now, there should be four shorter bits. One, two, three. Oh, where's... Oh, I reckon there's a bit missing.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it wasn't all here.
Oh, no, look, Joe, you're standing on it.
You what?
Under your foot.
What?
Give that to Eddie. Yeah. Now, join your sides to your middle, like I'm doing.
You won't go.
Oh, other way round.
Oh, I get it. Look, we made a little roof.
Who's a clever boy, then? Now, we tip it on its end, like this. And the long one goes in the corners. Pass us another one, Joe.
Which one?
Any one, they're all the same. Oh. Right, now, All you've got to do is lift up your hand.
Oh, come on, Dad, give us a hand.
Oh, he can't. It's me back.
Hey, don't weigh nothing.
You wouldn't have me to help you when you're in France, would you?
All right, suit yourself.
Right. Last two poles into position. And all you have to do is fasten down your guy ropes. And soon it'll be ready.
Brilliant.
Where do you learn about tents then, Clarina?
Oh, I weren't in the Girl Guides for nothing. And voila. Un pays de gâteau.
Why don't we just say you can hire the conference room for £750 a day?
It's a matter of presentation. It sounds a lot less painful if you say £35 a head.
Oh, I see.
Or £95 with overnight accommodation.
Accommodation?
I'm thinking of setting up a dormitory in the Long Gallery.
What?
Joke.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'll have to negotiate a deal with Grey Gables. Do you think that Caroline will have an attack of the vapours?
What?
Well, if I suggest they offer us bed and breakfast for £60 a head.
Well, I don't know.
Lizzie.
What?
I get the impression that your heart isn't in this discussion.
What makes you say that?
Not the way your eyes keep glazing over.
It is Friday afternoon, Nigel.
Are you tired? Look, do you want to take the rest of the day off?
No, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Can we just get on?
Okay. Right, the telephones. We need an outside line and fax for the conference room.
I've done that.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. FOMBT. They're sending someone round next week.
Oh, well done.
Don't patronise me, Nigel.
Sorry.
What about the new gents' cloakroom? Have you done anything about that yet?
Ah. Now, I did get some quotes from builders, and the best one was from dear old Jason.
Really?
Mm. Only he said he was installing the ramp for the church steps next week. And then apparently your mother's asked him to do some refurbishment work.
Mum has? Where?
Rickyard Cottage, is it?
Oh.
Is she having it done up as a holiday cottage?
I don't know. I suppose so. What's going to be for me?
Was it?
Me and the baby.
Ah.
I didn't know Mum was... She never tells me anything.
Oh, doesn't she?
Hardly even speaks to me anymore.
What do you mean?
Well, never mind. What about this building work, anyway? Has Jason said he'll do it?
Oh, he won't be available for another 3 weeks or so.
Better get someone else then, haven't you?
I suppose so.
Well, we've got to have the basic facilities in place before the launch, otherwise the whole thing's going to be a total fiasco.
Lizzie, is your mum really not talking to you?
Can we stick to the business in hand?
I just wondered... Well, is that why you're so glum?
I'm not.
Well, preoccupied.
Nigel, we are discussing the installation of a gents' cloakroom. It's not a subject that inspires me to raptures.
No, but...
That doesn't mean I'm going into a decline.
It ain't right, leaving a poor old man to fend for himself.
Well, it ain't no good moaning to me.
Mr. Forrest has to fend for himself all the time.
Nah, ain't the same.
How long is it now, Mr. Forrest? 6 months?
More than that. My boy first took sick back in August.
You get your dinner cooked for you.
Oh, no, I
you
don't.
You has your dinner at Brookfield, I seen you.
I goes up to Brookfield maybe once a week, when I'm invited.
And the rest?
Rest of the time I cooks for myself.
Oh, you never...
I do. Sometimes I add a few sausages.
Any fool can cook sausages.
And sometimes I add a chop, for maybe a bit of fish. Potatoes and a bit of greens out of me garden.
You're listening to this, Joe.
Sorry.
Oh. Sorry, didn't see you there.
Can I have a large gin and tonic, please?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, evening, Elizabeth.
Oh, hello, Uncle Tom. Joe?
Evening.
Have you calmed down a bit now, then?
What?
Well, you couldn't even give me the time of day this morning.
When?
It was a double you wanted, was it, Elizabeth?
Yes, please.
I was chatting to your mother when you come racing down the stairs.
Oh, this morning, yes, of course. I'm sorry, Uncle Tom. It's in the most frightful panic.
I said to your mother, she'll end up wrapping that car of hers round a tree.
Not me. Hardly crashed at all.
That's 298, please.
Have you heard anything from that fancy man of yours?
No. I think I've got the right money. If you don't mind a lot of small change.
Led the country, so I heard.
That's lovely, thanks.
I needed that.
Had a busy day, have you?
A busy week.
Where's he gone, then?
Joe, shut up.
South America, is it? Venezuela?
Nobody knows where he is. Mr. McLeod told us.
Ah, but some people might have inside information.
Are you referring to me?
If the cat fits.
I have no idea where Mr. Fraser is.
Is that a fact?
Even if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
Oh, you'd keep it to yourself, would you?
I didn't say that.
Never mind the poor defrauded widows, the orphans whose lives have been ruined.
Now, hold on, Joe.
It's none of it Elizabeth's fault.
The old age pensioners robbed of their life savings.
Stop it, Joe! Leave her alone!
The starving, the gutter.
Oh, don't talk rubbish.
Oh, it's rubbish to you, is it, eh? Just so long as lover boy is somewhere safe out of reach of the long arm of the law.
I don't have to listen to this. Goodbye.
Hey, you've hardly touched your drink.
Oh, Joe. How could you?
She left the office at 5:30.
She probably popped in to see Debbie or Shula.
How is Shula?
She's all right.
She was a bit upset when I saw her on Monday. About, you know, well, Lizzie.
Well, yes. It was rather a shock to all of us.
Why did she do it, Mrs. Archer?
I suppose she felt rejected.
But she wasn't. Oh, we would never have rejected her, would we? Well, we'd have loved her and looked after her. I would have, anyway.
And so would we.
And now she won't let me. She'll hardly speak to me anymore.
Won't she?
Except about work. Oh, she keeps biting my head off. And she never laughs at my jokes.
Oh, dear.
I want to be a good friend to her, Mrs. Archer, but she doesn't make it easy for me.
Mum!
Hello, darling.
Nigel, what's he doing here?
You left your Filofax in the office.
Did I?
Nigel brought it over for you.
I thought you'd fly into a panic if you thought you'd lost it.
You all right, dear?
Yes, fine.
Well, look, I'd better be going.
Yes. Well, thanks for bringing... I'll see you Monday.
Yes, okay. Okay, bye.
Bye, Nigel. Sit down, dear. You look dreadful.
Oh. Perhaps it would be better if I went away. Made a fresh start somewhere else.
Whatever do you mean?
How am I supposed to forget? Everywhere I go, there are reminders of Cameron. Where we walked together, a bench we sat on.
You've got to give yourself time.
People keep talking about him. I went in the ball just now, and Joe Grundy practically accused me of collaborating with him.
You mustn't take any notice of Joe Grundy.
I'll never be able to forget.
You will. Well, not forget. But the memory will stop hurting. Believe me, darling.
Thank God I decided not to have the baby. Every time I looked at it, I'd have seen his face.
No, you wouldn't.
I would, I know I would.
Well, it's done now, anyway.
I did the right thing, didn't I, Mum?
It was your decision.
But you'd have done the same, wouldn't you?
Don't ask me that, Elizabeth.
You would, Mum. Say that you would.
Darling, I love you, and I'll always support you. But I'm sorry, I can't say that. I really can't.
Was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Anthony Parkin. It was directed by Neil Fraser in our Pebble Mill studios and the editor was Vanessa Whitburn. Are you feeling hungry?
We have a fantastic choice in what we eat these days, don't we? And some people live to eat, some people eat to live, and some people have dinner once a year with a couple called Mark and Janet. That they used to be really matey with at college, but they haven't got much in common with these days.
You can have an intimate meal for two in a candlelit restaurant, or you can grab a bite at one of them self-service places where they shine bright hot lights on the food. You know, it's as if the macaroni cheese is being interrogated by the police for a crime it did not commit.
Alexei Sale peering through the restaurant window, and he's in Pick of the Week in 15 minutes' time. But first, Newsstand with Melanie Phillips.
Hello. As the Earth Summit in Rio approaches,
I've discovered yet another endangered species.
Cloud over Carey's Rome visit.
Archbishop's Aunt Sally.
That shy beast, the Archbishop of Canterbury, has ventured outside his Lambeth rainforest to be set upon by religious predators and secular bounty hunters. It is reliably reported that there is just one Archbishop of Canterbury in existence. That has not deterred the closely related but distinct Catholic subspecies from attacking. The Catholic weekly The Universe sinks its teeth in.
Archbishop Carey seems fated to score spectacular own goals. Not for the first time, he has this week provoked controversy by a combination of poor timing, loose language, and a failure.